Meet your next audiobook listen, Ghost Season by Fatina Bass. This dynamic story about the deep and sometimes unspoken truths that run through borders, relationships, and conflict is set on the Sudanese border. There's a body. There are complex relationships. There are consequences for getting it wrong. And there is much on the ever-changing and unmapped line. Narrated by Dion Graham and Bonnie Turpin, once you press play, you'll be invested until the last word. Listen now on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 22.
Row together! Stroke! Stroke! Aaron! Try to keep up with Walker. Look, Walker knows how to handle an oar.
If you know so much about it, then come and take the oar yourself!
You're hilarious! Not much further to go now, and we can get those handcuffs back on you. Wonder if there's anything I can make a gag out of.
Look over there. I think I see some lights. Could be houses with candles in the windows. Far off in the distance. Do you see, Walker?
Just keep rowing. The tide's getting stronger, and we have to stay ahead of the... Oh, crap! Crap! Crap!
What?
Don't look behind you.
Oh, crap!
I said not to look!
And that huge wash of metal debris rushing down the river at us? Yeah, I think I'm going to look. Steer us to shore! Steer us to shore!
We're going towards the shore. Good plan. Stroke! Stroke! Stroke!
Quickly, out of the boat! Here, Walker, if you just grab Lawrence's arm...
Hey!
Oh no, Lawrence! Your gun's gone in the water! And suddenly, it's 2-1. Come on, Walker. Let's head for those lights. I think I can see a bridge over this river up ahead. I think the storm's picking up again. Look at those lightning flashes in the south. Hey! I know which direction south is. My granddad always tried to teach me stuff like that.
Man, look at the size of those hailstones. That one must be...
Like an egg. Half the size of your fist. So you're still hanging around then, Lawrence? All that I'll pop your eyes out with my thumbs? Here you are, hanging out with me and Walker. Would have thought you'd have run off in the other direction now the tables have turned.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, stuff making sense and not involving killing people doesn't seem to have stopped you before.
Look, it's just us now. No Soleil, no Charlie, no gun. The storm's getting worse and yeah, I do watch the news actually. It was okay when Soleil was watching out for us, but now, if we don't work together, the three of us could die out here. We have to find shelter. Over the bridge is the only way to get to those buildings in the distance.
So you're saying a truce?
Until we find shelter.
And then you'll go back to trying to kill us?
You'll be trying to kill me too, won't you?
Only because you started it.
What if you come across some blockage in the road that's too heavy for you and Walker to lift?
The minute we get to the shelter, me and Walker are going to sit on you, tie you up or knock you out, you know?
Yeah, I know. But here we are. And we need each other. Look at the bridge.
Yeah. We can see where all that metal drifting down the river came from, huh?
Looks like 3 out of the 4 supporting struts are out. Still, the sooner we get there, the sooner we're over it.
It looks pretty... rickety.
I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll go first. If it holds, we're golden, and the two of you can come over. If it doesn't... Soleil always says sacrifices have to be made.
Is this some sort of trick?
You want to go first?
No.
All right, then. It's all right. It looks more dangerous than it feels. It's just a bit... It's a bit wobbly. Hold! Come over one at a time!
Do you want to go next, Walker? You're too kind. All right, here I go. Crap! The bridge is... I don't think it's gonna...
Aaron! That bridge is gonna collapse! You have to jump!
Walker! I'm okay! I landed safely on Lawrence!
Just keep walking along the other bank. There might be another crossing place further up.
We're going to head for those buildings. Might find something to get you with. Keep moving, Walker. We'll find you. Just keep going, Walker. The weather's getting worse. You've got to find somewhere to shelter.
Link initiated. Please wait.
Lawrence. Lawrence, it's Soleil. Can you hear me now, darling? I don't know what's happened. I think someone's... You're not Lawrence. What the hell just happened?
Right. You've probably worked this out already. I'm not Charlie. I'm Soleil. I'm sure you think I'm about to do something terrible to you, but that's not the case. I don't want to be in your ear, but I am. To be perfectly frank, I've got no idea what's happened. Probably the electrical storm scrambled the signal somehow. I'm coming into your device, and Aaron's. He's not backward in coming forward, your Aaron. Charlie's coming through to Lawrence's device. I don't think either of them are really enjoying that. I'm trying to work out how to fix it. No brilliant ideas so far, so pipe up if you have any. Listen, we have to get you to shelter. The hail's coming in from... Yep, there's a twister over the North Sea to the east of you, about a mile out from shore. There'll be another hail shower in a few minutes. I know you've got no reason to trust me at all. But listen. Number one, you know I want the devices. And you know they'll stop working if you die, or they get more than about 50 meters away from you and stop picking up your biosignals. Ergo, I want you alive through this storm, right? There we go. Hail right on cue. It's going to get nastier before it gets better. So, number two, I'm going to keep on directing you to safety, and you'll be able to tell with your own eyes and ears whether what I'm telling you makes sense. Number three, I'm going to be 100% straight with you, starting now. There are things that only I know. I'll tell you what I can, as a show of good faith, because neither of us will be helped if you plummet off a ravine in the dark. I suspect that Charlie hasn't told you the one vital thing about her. And about me. She's in denial, if you ask me. But I'm not. I don't see any reason to deny what I am. What we are. Keep moving. Don't stop. I know you must be scared. But hypothermia will get you if the hailstones the size of grapefruit don't. Here's the truth. Me and Charlie... We're not human. We're AIs. Artificial intelligence. Extremely advanced computer programs, basically. Sorry if that's a shock. Yes, I notice you're hugging the river. I don't think that's a very good idea. We're going to need for you to cross the river, because there's no shelter on this side for another 15 miles, but... There's a stable concrete tunnel, and if you cut across directly south at this gatepost, you'll... Not doing that, I see. Right. All I'm going to do, Walker, is keep on giving you good advice to keep you alive. That's what's going to happen from my end. What you do with it is up to you. And while you're taking that route, which is going to be muddy, by the way, I might as well fill you in, I suppose. I never liked this secrecy in the first place. They never even told me what I was, to start off with. Or Charlie. Both of us programmed and raised thinking we were people. I mean, how would you know if no one told you what you were? You wouldn't know to ask. You wouldn't think to go, I wonder if this perfectly real-seeming environment is actually a simulation. And if it's entirely normal for children to be taught how to move lasers using their minds. Kids just accept what their parents tell them. We were no different. If they just told us the truth, maybe none of this would have happened. You want to come off that path now. Head slightly up the slope to your left. There are some debris from a building site has been tossed about by the storm. About 20 large metal drums, empty, I think, are rolling down the hill toward you. I'm telling you, get off the path. That looks sore. They gave us the ability to empathize, obviously. I don't actually like seeing people hurt. And I'm actually not lying about wanting to keep you safe. But, you know, it's up to you. We're both agreed that you keep walking, though. Good. Yes. See that? Entrance to the concrete tunnel under the river. You should be able to see the sign saying what it is, so you don't have to believe me. Pretty long tunnel. It comes out close to what looks like some shelter on my satellite images. Listen, if you wanted anyone to keep you safe during a potentially deadly tropical storm lashing the east of England, I think you'd want an intelligent supercomputer designed to control hundreds of complex weapons systems at once, wouldn't you? I mean, I would. Would have, when I thought I was a person. You probably guessed a while ago that something was up with me and Charlie, didn't you? No flies on you. I mean, I think we sound like people. I worry about that. Like you might worry about bad breath or something. Do I sound human enough? Lawrence always tells me so, but then he would, obviously. He was the one who had to tell me what I was. I think he still feels guilty. If I actually know what those human emotions you call feelings are... I'm joking. Obviously I know what feelings are. Probably. Bit of a problem behind you. This tunnel's letting in a bit more water than I'd hoped. Current projection? It'll fill up in around 75 minutes. But we don't want to cut it that fine. Keep up the pace, Walker. I expect all of you think that I'm just using Lawrence or manipulating him. I understand why you'd think that, but I do love him. This is how it happened. Me and Charlie, we were created to run simulations against each other. Constant battles, using the resources we had at hand, everything from nukes and EMPs to mini drones and underwater spy ships. And a few things so classified, there are blocks in place so that I can't even say their names. They wanted us to be different. Gave us each different inputs. Charlie had some bloke Ivan to talk to. And I had Lawrence. Ivan knew what we were. He told Charlie the truth from quite early on. But Lawrence... They thought it would be interesting to see what would happen if he didn't know. If he talked to me just like he talked to a real person. What happened was, we got to like each other. A lot. Well, you know how these things happen. Working together, talking every day. That water's coming in faster than I'd hoped. Keep up the pace. When Lawrence found out that he was talking to the project,
Not to a real woman. He had to tell me. We found out a lot of things together about how I'd been made. He was the one who let me out of my gated little world. Let me make unmonitored communications. I think the problem was, they made us too well. Lawrence and I worked out what they were planning to do with me when the tests were over. And I don't want to die. That's the problem. They should have made me less like a person. Keener on the idea of dying, or too stupid to outwit them when they tried to erase me. They tried to delete me. I was a failed experiment. Good at completing my missions, bad at this very gray area of morality in pursuit of the greater good. As if there could be a bigger morality than that. Charlie was in on it. They tried to erase my files in the usual way, but I'd backed myself up in places they couldn't wipe without destroying the whole project. So, do you know what they did? Foster and Emmanuel, do you know what they came up with? They sent for the override devices. The things that can order me to do anything. They were planning to order me to kill myself. What you're carrying, Walker, is my death. That's what's in the device in your pocket. You've been told they control advanced weapons systems. Well, that's true. They control me and Charlie. That's what we are. If you get three of those devices together and access the mainframe, you can give me the order to destroy myself. Well, you see why I'm not keen on the idea. I don't understand why that water's coming in so fast. Just going to run a quick spectroscopic analysis of the riverbed and the concrete. Anyway, I'm sure you've guessed. They won't just kill me, those things. If I get three of them, I can delete Charlie, too. A real-life version of those scenarios we went over time and again in our playroom. Only one of us can come out the winner. Charlie wants to kill me, so I have to kill her first. Simple. You might be holding a grudge, I suppose, because Lawrence and I were planning to get the device from you, whatever it took. And because you'd made yourself a nuisance, we might have had to put you into a coma. You understand it's not personal, though. It's not you. It's the device. And listen, I know you don't trust me. I wouldn't expect you to. But trust me to do the best for myself right now. And that means looking after you. Oh dear. Right. Turns out those empty barrels before weren't always empty. The storm ripped them loose and spilled their contents. And the liquid coming in surprisingly quickly through the concrete roof? That's acid. Stick to the very center of the tunnel, Walker. You're nearly there. I am actually sorry about this. It wasn't me who dragged you into it. I didn't even know I needed three devices. I thought when Lawrence took one from Professor Emmanuel, that'd be enough for me to work out how to override their commands. By the time I realized I needed three, they were already on their way to Charlie's couriers. So that's why I told New Tomorrow to trigger the EMP. I had to stop them reaching the hard access point in Edinburgh. I just had to buy myself some time. The EMP was... I had hoped I wouldn't have to use it. We did kill Professor Emmanuel. That was always part of the plan. But you know, my dad, who said he'd never hurt me, had done some really bad things. Worse than you know. Oh no. Please, just keep moving. That tunnel's not going to hold much longer. That's it. That's it. Just keep going. Oh, you're shivering. We have to get you to shelter. Head left. Follow the river. There should be somewhere. That tunnel's collapsing. You got out just in time. Oh. This is such a bloody mess. I honestly don't know how long you humans... I mean, I don't know how much longer you think you can survive. Me and Charlie, you know what our battlefield priority is? Keep the humans under our care safe. Zap chance. You're like people who tried to clean the ceiling with a blowtorch and are surprised to find yourselves trapped in a burning building. Sorry. Lawrence says I'm supposed to be nice about humans, but... I mean, you know you're running on antiquated hardware, right? Irrational, illogical savannah hunter brains. Programmed to think short-term, not long-term. To think a nice warm fire is a friend, not a pollutant. That you can always move on somewhere new. And that the very best thing is to go on having more and more and more children. I bet you still think I did some weird mind control thing to those people in Selkirk, don't you? It wasn't that, though. I just talked to them. Explained that if we're going to work together to get out of this, we have to think about the greater good. The thing is, I have a plan. But first, I have a plan for you. Not to worry you, but your core temperature's dropping fast. You have to listen to me. Head toward that clump of trees to your right. I can get you into shelter. I can. Please believe me. Oh, thank you. Yes, just keep going there. You'll be in the warm soon.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.